Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a special report on Waves Anime and Manga Contest, Ahmedabad 2025 by Akashvani correspondent Aparna Kunt.
In today's episode, we will discuss about Wave Anime and Manga Competition, which is popularly known as WAM 2025. It is the most vibrant and highly anticipated event and a precursor to the much-awaited Wave Summit. As we all know that Wave is the India's biggest AVGC XR, that is animation, visual effect, gaming, comics and extending reality sector and media industry platform that is scheduled to begin on 1st of May 2025 in Mumbai. WAM has been gaining massive popularity across the country, offering a creative platform for young artists, animators and storytellers to showcase their skills, gain industry recognition and connect with the professionals. We will talk to the winners, organizers and animation industry players as to what they have to say about this competition, how it will serve as a platform to find the hidden talent in India, connect them to the industry players and future of animation industry in the country. After successfully conducting WAM contest in more than 6 cities in the country, namely Mumbai, Guwahati, Kolkata, Bhubaneswar, Varanasi, Delhi and Nagpur, WAM Ahmedabad 2025 concluded on a high note yesterday at Karnavati University in Gandhinagar. The event was jointly organized by Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, Government of India, along with Media and Entertainment Association of India. A total of 206 contestants participated in the event, bringing their best creations to the table, vying for the top honors in students and professional categories across three exciting genres, that is anime, manga and webtoon. Anime refers to Japanese animation and manga refers to Japanese comics, both of which are growing fields of tremendous potential. Talking to Akashvani on the sidelines of the event, Sudhir Bhasin, the president of Media and Entertainment Association of India, said the competition serves as an important initiative to showcase our creative soft power to the world.
This is very far-sighted initiative because the world is seeing the power of this soft. This is the creative technology which is ruling the world. And nowadays, the country which has more creative art are more powerful. You see, like coming content from other countries like Korea has made it so popular. And how it will go to affect India? When the IPs are created here, when the stories of India is told to the world, people want to come to India to see that. So it will increase tourism. Also, when our culture goes to other countries, a lot of people follow those culture and it will open the doors for selling the content creators' contents to the other countries. Our movies, our dramas, our other content from India will travel to the other part of the world and it will add to the economy of India. So we are calling it as a creator economy, means create in India and create for world. You have seen that in the class we have a very good response. Initially we thought that we may not get it so much response. We had hardly 20 entries, but the day we landed here the entries started going up. Now we have 148 entries here, and I think if we make it next year as a second year, more people will know about it and it will go at least 10 times of this. There is a huge scope, and in this campus we have seen Karnavati campus that these kind of courses are being taught, so students are interested. We are trying to tell them as well as the parents who have come with them that there is a very good career in this field which their children can adopt and they can earn better salaries than other professions. Also, they have a chance of creating their own IPs, becoming a startup and creating something for the world where they will not only have a satisfaction of creating IP but making money out of it.
Mr. Bhasin further discussed how AI, while advancing the animation industry, will not replace human creativity.
No technology makes any invention. It is the creative mind which uses the technology to create invention. So I will say that these technologies are going to help the creators to express them in a better way. There is no threat of taking anything away from the humans. Humans are going to use those technology and grow, become better and better. Yes, it will supplement, for example, a lot of movies which have become very old and they are being reclaimed. And in that process, the AI is being used as a tool to find those missing dialogues of the people or the actors. So AI is used as a tool for the creative people. So creator, in fact, in our challenges also, we have told them that you can use AI, make your own drawing using the AI. So your creativity should come out using all these tools. See, creative process starts from thinking and then the tools can be added to it. In our company, we have hired the carpenters who have learned the technology and tools of computer and they have become very good modelers. So it is basically a creativity which is in the mind of the people and we are trying to give them the training on the tools. And for that, government has put a fund of 400 crores to create an institute of creative technology which is coming up in Mumbai. And that is the institute which will be at the level of IIT and where we are going to teach all these children the next technology and the tools so they become industry compatible. Industries can absorb them into the job. So that is one opportunity for them. Also, we are helping them to create their own IPs and become a startup. So a lot of state government and central government are giving funds for the startups. And in this sector itself, there is a fund at every state level. Most of the states have already come up with the policy for this sector. And Government of India has kept $1 billion fund for this sector to grow. So government is very much committed and they have a long mission to create this creator economy. I will say that all the parents, they should see the fire in the children, in which field they are interested. And if they are interested in arts, it has no boundaries. And I will say that the parents are the first teacher, so they should also learn a little bit about it and understand about it and then tell their children. I have seen in some of the cities, like in Bhubaneswar, one mother brought the child from 20 kilometers away. And we have seen yesterday in Nagpur, a father bringing a girl from Delhi to Nagpur to get the entry into the challenge. So people are traveling from one city to other city. Parents are now understanding, but still we have to do a lot as an association. We are trying to do it and we are encouraging at each platform, whatever platform we go, and we appeal to the parents that you please learn a little bit about this and then encourage your children.
Ankur Bhasin, the secretary of AMI AI, also shared his thoughts on the future of animation and the hidden talent across India.
You know, when calculators came in and the teachers said that, hey, it's going to make maths easier for everyone, but then they evolved and the math topics in the classes got harder. Similarly, now when you look at simple tools as, say, ChatGPT, instead of, you know, teachers telling that, why don't you, you know, go and write an essay, I think the teacher should openly say that, go write an essay using ChatGPT, because any which ways, the students are going to be using that. And then come back into the class, critique that, improve upon it, and, you know, evolve yourself as a person who can utilize the tools. This is the same thing with the art. It will, of course, make it faster to produce. It will reduce the number of artists that are required for the same kind of job. But at the end of the day, an artist will be required to come up with the art that is required. What's the kind of direction that is required? So the artists will also grow in terms of capabilities to use AI to augment the production. The production pipelines will definitely change vastly, but it will create opportunities for much more higher-end jobs, which people will need to evolve for.
Mr. Bhasin also talked about the challenges and benefits of AI to the creative world.
Now, when we need art to come out from AI, somebody has to prompt. Somebody has to put in prompts of what is required, what is the style that they're looking in. So, in terms of the actual visualization, that is the artist, which is visualizing what is going to be the look and feel, what will be the style of it. And based on the vision of that person, so that person now, instead of just being the artist, becomes a director. And then it directs the bots or the AI to generate that art for it. So while the art is being generated from AI, but it is an individual piece, because that kind of thinking or the inputs that will go in will not be uniform across the people who are using it. You know, we have done 7 cities now. We have 4 more cities left. This is a 7th city. And we have seen amazing art in every single city where we have gone in. And interesting to note is that we have seen art at a very, very young age. Our manga contest winner from Varanasi was a 15-year-old girl who has already received a job offer. We had in Nagpur a 13-year-old boy. He did not win, but his art is amazing. And we are already working with studios to give him the opportunity for internship and guidance one-on-one from some of the top artists like Jazzle, so that he can improve his art. So there is a lot of art available in India. We have a lot of stories. India has been always the land of storytelling. Right? And we want to make sure that it is time that our voices are heard, our stories are told worldwide. We already have guarantee from Gulmohar Media that all those who are doing anime, the finalists will get free dubbing for their pilot episode in English, Hindi and Japanese, courtesy of Gulmohar Media. So similarly, we have a lot of studios, a lot of platforms, a lot of companies who are coming together to make sure that the IPs take form. It is not just a competition which will finish at the finale. It is going to be hand-holding of the teams to make sure that the IPs are actually built properly and they can be commercially monetized. And this is also our commitment from VAM, is that the winners of VAM finale will be given an all expense paid trip to Anime Japan. So our idea is that next year, when Anime Japan is there, we are taking our Indian delegation of these youngsters with IPs that they can proudly showcase to the world.
Winners of each segment walked away with cash prizes, exclusive merchandise, career-enhancing opportunities, plus the opportunity to showcase their work at the Wave Summit itself. Let's hear from Priyan Mehta and team, who won in an anime professional category, as how they see the event for their personal growth.
Our objective in coming in VAM was very particular: to meet the industry experts, especially the ministry. And again, what the guy said, it's about the Korea is distributing their own culture outside. We are also aiming for the same. We are bringing our own anime soon, which is in Sanskrit. So we are trying to bring our culture outside as well.
Manan Agrawal, who secured first rank in Webtoon professional category, lauded this initiative, which gives them a platform to showcase their creative work.
I'm Manan Agrawal from Indore, and I'm the winner for WWAM Ahmedabad under the category of Webtoons and Comics. And it was a really new experience for me, stepping out of my comfort zone and exploring manga and anime as a medium. This was the first time exploring and doing such kind of work. And plus, if I talk about VAM as a platform, it is a great opportunity for creators and beginners like me to explore and showcase our talent, not nationally but also internationally. And I think that this can also help India to find its own art style, as South Korea has its manga and Japan. Yeah.
Amey Bharadwaj, who won in manga student category, expressed his happiness over India's growing success in animation at global level.
I participated in manga drawing competition under the students category. It has been an amazing experience so far. I'm really, more than anything, I'm really happy at the fact that India is doing something that is reaching a global level in this field. Because compared to whatever that is happening in Japan, like Tezuka Award, this is not that big, but still it is a step forward, and it is what I look forward to the most at this point.
As part of the event, a Cosmap competition was also held, with 11 passionate participants dressing up as their favorite anime characters. The Cosme event added fun and interactive element to the competition, showcasing the creativity and enthusiasm for anime fans. The Wave anime and manga competition truly demonstrated the power of imagination and dedication in the world of anime and manga. As we draw closer to the Wave Summit in Mumbai on 1st of May 2025, we look forward to seeing these talented creators continue to inspire and innovate.
You are listening to a special report on Waves Anime and Manga Contest, Ahmedabad 2025, by Akashwani correspondent Aparna Kunt. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.